This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Certainly a lot has been going on in the nation's capital in recent days, and U.S. Senator Ron Wyden still in the Beltway joining us. Senator, good morning.
Hey, great to be back with you, and I'll be on a plane coming home and having 10 town hall meetings coming up. I'm looking forward to it.
So, first of all, now, is the Senate totally done, or are they in session at all today, or was that late-night session the end before the recess?
The Senate is done. Why don't we take a minute, if it works for you, Kyle, just to talk about what happened. Republicans in the Senate took the deal that was on the table 6 weeks ago. Funding the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, but not ICE and the Border Control. And I said from the start I wouldn't vote for one more dollar for ICE, and we prevailed.
So now we'll see what the House does today and go from there. One of the things, of course, timing-wise, has been watching the airport situation this week and certainly leading up to next weekend with Easter travel. A lot of folks have been concerned about a long flight and then a long time waiting to get on the long flight. So that's been causing some issues.
I think it's going to make things a lot, better in terms of the airport situation. The American people knew Republicans were responsible for this chaos at the airports, and the American people essentially pushed hard, and the Republicans said, we'll take the deal, it's going to get some relief, and I'm glad they did.
Let's go through a few different things here in the limited time we've got. When it comes to the Iran conflict, it seems like kind of mixed signals. Are we ramping down or are we ramping up? And what's the role of Congress at all this?
This is a very tough place to be in, and it didn't have to be this way. This is a war of choice. And I'm the senior member now on the Intelligence Select Committee. And what we learned recently in one of our open hearings, we don't have very many of them, is that the Trump team knew that all the problems we're having today, we knew about a long time ago, like the situation with the Strait of Hormuz. And now we're in a very difficult situation because Donald Trump has recklessly dragged Americans into another costly and counterproductive war in the Middle East. And Senate Republicans refused to check him. And now Americans are seeing the conflict claim the lives of service members and innocent civilians, driving up gas prices. I just hope that the administration doesn't get another $200 billion that could go, for example, on fighting wildfires.
Yeah, we were talking about gas prices earlier this morning, and even driving a hybrid car, last time I got gas, I was surprised to see where we're at price-wise, and that has an impact on Americans for everyday travel, just getting to and from work, especially people that have longer commutes, and that seems to have been one of the big concerns sort of tied to this whole Iran situation.
It obviously, is, and we knew that we were going to have problems with energy costs as a result of this. And as I say, this didn't have to be. Americans didn't have to be on the road, this weekend and having these gas prices where they feel like they're getting hit by a wrecking ball. And now we're just looking at finding ways to get out of this. And the American people and certainly Oregonians don't want U.S. troops to be there.
I talk often to forecasters at the National Weather Service, one of them earlier this week, talking about the unusual weather situation we've had in Oregon and the West with dry conditions, in some cases record low snowpack. Everybody is thinking ahead to wildfire potential for this summer. What are your concerns?
I'm very concerned. We've had a situation with snowpack and the like, and we got a lot of challenges in the world. 2024, the record setting in terms of wildfires. 2025, we lost homes and structures. So I'm trying to do everything I can to get the Trump administration to make sure that we have the budgets that we need and the workforce that we need to try to protect Southern Oregon.
And I know even we got an announcement the last couple of days. I don't have it in front of me, but the Forest Service allocating some money for some different projects, including up the North Umpqua to sort of thin some areas out to hopefully help with that situation.
Yeah, that thinning is absolutely critical. You and I have talked about that as the chairman of the Energy Committee a couple of years ago. I set in motion that we were going to, as we had to look at the upcoming summer season, make sure that there'd be additional resources for Trump people when they came in, moved away from it, and I think now our pushing is starting to get us additional help.
We are looking ahead to the midterm elections. Both sides of the aisle kind of preparing for that. What do you see? What's your prognosis about how things are going to shape up in the midterms?
Well, first of all, the best politics, and I've said it again and again, I'll say it at the town hall meetings coming up, the best politics is good policy. In the areas that we've just talked about, whether it's fighting wildfires or foreign policy or the question of dealing with a tough budget situation, I'm going to be saying this was the smartest policy, and the best policy is good politics. And look, we're seeing it all over the country. Another victory in the communities surrounding Mar-a-Lago. I mean, these are deep, deep red places, and they're not buying this Trump stuff.
Want to ask as well about tariffs. We've had that go back and forth. We've had court rulings. And big question is, where does this really stand right now?
This is at a crucial time. I won a 51-47 vote on the floor of the Senate for my proposal to basically get rid of all the Trump tariffs. They're so damaging to Oregon small businesses and the like. Supreme Court agrees that the Trump proposals are not the way to go. We're trying now to make sure that small businesses get refunds. So every day we're trying to help the state as we deal with the situation. Again, something that was not required to happen. The Trump tariff proposal, I've always said tariffs ought to be one tool in the toolkit. But the Trump people basically threw the toolkit away and said tariffs were the answer to everything. They're not.
Now, as you go into this recess, what is ahead on your schedule back in Oregon?
Well, I've got 10 or 11 town hall meetings coming up. I'm looking forward to it. I've had more than 1,100 of them. And what they're all about, Kyle, and I started always in terms of the meeting, is you've got a choice as an elected official. You can sit at your desk and try and guess what's on people's mind, but you can throw open the doors of democracy and do some listening. That's what I'll be doing. Done it more than 1,100 times. Nobody in Oregon political history had ever done this before I started it, and I'm really glad that I did.
All right, we're going to wrap up for now. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden in Washington, D.C., headed back to Oregon soon. Senator, thanks for being on this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.